Christmas came, we hung up our stockings as everybody did. I fully remember a huge disappointment, and it must have been a great disappointment to my parents too, my reaction to this present. But when I woke up in the morning, here was a wooden structure which I had absolutely no idea what it was, but it was a sledge, and there was no runners on it at that time. It had been hastily constructed, I would say, maybe the day before Christmas. Anyway, the sledge was a great disappointment. There was no snow and no runners on the sledge, but we took it along to Chalkhurston, the blacksmith, and he duly put the runners on it. And when the snow came, it proved to be a very useful present. And subsequently, it has lasted my children, their children, and is still going strong.
And my dad got Jimmy Ward's to make me a proper sledge. It was painted green, and it was still to the fore. We took it over here with us, and a cow put its foot through it.
Winter evenings, when we seemed to get a lot of frost in those days, and the snow that came would lie for, perhaps it seemed as if it lay for weeks. And the main braes that we sledged on was the school road, but we also sledged on the back road, sometimes on the Man's Brae, but it wasn't very good, and sometimes on the Ointaft. And I remember somebody leaving their teeth in the wall at the bottom of the Ointaft. But largely the sledging was down the school road, then up to Rosie's shop, which was at the top of the back road, and then sledge down from Rosie's shop then back up the school road up to the school. And that went on day and night. In the moonlight nights, you would hear the sledges, what we called trains. This was when you got one of the biggest sledges, like my one, and you would get maybe three or four people sitting on the front of it. And then you got another person on a sledge steering behind it. And he would, or she would, have someone sitting on their back. And then there would be another sledge hooked on to his legs, and sometimes maybe another hooked on to their legs. So that was what we called trains. And sometimes the trains would start to swing back and forth, and you would hear this roar and the shrieks of the bairns on the quiet frosty nights. Often sledging took place when there was a bright moon. Sometimes, because of the lochs being frozen over, you would hear the whooper swans going over and see them against the moon. The road would just become absolute sheet of ice.
We did a lot of sledging. School road, you used to get 6 weeks sledging. Wasn't many cars at all. Started at the school and go right down to the square. We all did it.
Very, very, very few cars at that time. And if car appeared, the people at the bottom or the top, depending on where the car was coming from, would all shout, "Clear the Cassie, clear the Cassie." And that meant that you got off the road or got your sledge into the side of the road.